Hi, my name is Nishta, and I consent to be interviewed.
Hi, my name is Sophia. I also consent to be interviewed. Today is Wednesday, December 8th, and it is 3 p.m. So, my first question for you is, how do you think this pandemic compares to previous pandemics?
I feel like this pandemic is kind of similar in some ways, but kind of different, because there's always going to be a group of people who reacts to the safety measures as saying, like, oh, it's oppressive, like, this goes against our rights. But then there's also, like, the more logical group of people that's like, no, we must do this. And it's like, even in the government, it's a constant, like, push and pull. So that's always been, like, a constant between, like, previous pandemics and comparing it to the one going on right now. Do you feel this pandemic has been handled better than previous pandemics?
I think for the amount of technology and resources we have today, this pandemic was not handled as effectively as it could have been, considering the amount of like information that could have been spread in order to ensure safety among people. And put in place health protocols that could have been done much earlier on in the process rather than like when cases were already starting to spread and people were already starting to die. Comparatively to previous pandemics, they did not have the means of technology to spread information. It was a much slower process, and obviously they couldn't. They didn't have like the medical developments to treat people as effectively, and so if we used all of our resources as effectively as we could have today, then I think this pandemic would have been much different. What have you learned? What do you think humans have learned about previous pandemics, and how was that knowledge applied to tackling this pandemic?
I feel like people started to like grasp the concept of like proximity is like the ideal breeding ground for pandemics. So it's like things like social distancing, like always like in the winter has always been like, like even when the flu is going on, like flu season, make sure you're not like on top of someone, like cover your nose when you're sneezing, cover your mouth when you're coughing. So it's kind of like people have learned from previous pandemics that obviously that if you're in close proximity with someone, like that it makes it easier for diseases to spread. People have also learned the importance of developing vaccines as a way to combat the spread. And I also feel that they have improved when it comes to like sanitary, like sanitation services. People are starting to be like really on top of that, even in like the lower income areas of the world. Like people are still making sure like not to fully dump it on the street, but like have a certain area for where to get rid of their waste. So for you, how does COVID compare to what you've learned about prior pandemics?
I think, just like you mentioned earlier, there are a lot of similarities and differences between this current pandemic and previous ones. The main, similarities are that, like, there are obviously divides in the people, who go against, like, there are people who go against what the government and, like, health officials are recommending, to ensure the safety of everyone. And then there's another group of people who like is very extremist with health precautions and like refuses to do anything that puts them even remotely at risk, even though like the risk has gradually gone down as the pandemic has progressed. And in the past there have been similar groups, but I feel like now, because of all the information and, like technology and scientific, evidence that we have, we as like a population should be more inclined to listening to what scientists have to say. And my last question for you is, what do you think humans can do better to, attack future pandemics?
I feel like in order to attack future pandemics, it's important that whenever, like, a certain disease or virus pops up, I think it's important to remember to develop a vaccine for that. Because I remember on the news I heard somewhere, I forgot which channel it was, they were talking about, a doctor was talking about how, like, SARS and COVID were related, and how instead of waiting out SARS, like, had they developed a vaccine, COVID may not have happened, or if COVID would still have happened, like, it would have been easier and much faster to develop a vaccine and kind of stop COVID from reaching, like, the level it has reached at this point, like, with so many mutations. Like, it could have prevented that. I also think it's important for them to kind of come to grasps and, like, expand more on the idea of universal healthcare. Instead of just saying, like, oh, we have universal healthcare, like, actually do something about it and make sure it's, like, even if, like, you can't pay as much as, like, a richer guy, like, you're still going to get the same treatment and same level of care. So I think it's really important that people make sure everyone is taken care of and not just, like, the higher classes versus the lower classes. So how did you feel regarding having your first semester of college be during, like, this time when COVID was still going on?
I think, well, comparatively to last year and, like, class of 2020's first year college experience, we had a much better overall experience during the pandemic, because we didn't have to take all of our classes remotely and we were still able to go out and do stuff, and the vaccine was already readily available to all of us. So we, like, obviously it's not ideal, but definitely better than last year's circumstances, and I'm hoping it just gradually gets better in the future, because there are still some strict rules that are put in place that are just annoying to have to follow when I'm used to, like, not having to follow those in a non-pandemic world. But yeah, overall, not as bad as it could have been. So this is the end of our interview. Thank you for listening and have a nice day.